Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is Thursday morning, and we are going to be talking with some guests from Fort Riley here this morning, as well as the Manhattan Housing Authority a little bit later on. We have some guests in studio who we'll get to here shortly, but we also have one guest on Zoom we're going to squeeze in real fast, and that is Monica Bassett, who joins us this morning. Monica is going to be talking to us here about the Combined Scholarship Fund of Fort Riley. Monica, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Very good, thank you. And I appreciate the opportunity to be on here today. Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us, first off, what is the Combined Scholarship Fund of Fort Riley?
So what the Combined Scholarship Fund of Fort Riley is, it's a 501c3 nonprofit organization that focuses on bringing awareness and consolidating funds for scholarships for our Fort Riley military dependents. And we do this annually.
Okay, so who is eligible then to apply?
All Fort Riley military dependents ID card holders, whether you're a child or a spouse trying to pursue a higher education.
All right, and students can apply as well?
Yes. So high school seniors, undergrad, grad students, all welcome. Military spouses, all welcome to apply.
All right. You said this is done annually. What is the deadline for this scholarship?
The deadline is March 11th.
Okay. So that is about 1 month away here. So good opportunity to let people know about this. How many scholarships do you guys typically award?
So typically last year and the prior 2 years, we've awarded 19 scholarships with over $30,000 in funds given away to our Fort Riley military dependents. So we're looking at possibly growing that and getting more donors so that we can contribute to more recipients in the years to come.
All right, fantastic. Well, for this scholarship fund, how do you guys raise money for this?
So we started off back in the 80s with a nice endowment, a very generous endowment from retired Major General Joe Robles. And that has allowed us to pull funds from annually as we invest it. But we also continue to gather donors. You can donate online, and then as an organization or a company or an individual, if you donate $500 or more, we can have a named scholarship after your organization, your family, however you would like to name it, and you're able to present it. So that's a very nice catch for people and businesses in our surrounding area that want to contribute to our military children and spouses.
All right. So neat opportunity here again. The deadline is March 11th for the Fort Riley Combined Scholarship Fund. Is there anything else that we should know about here?
The application is easy. It's very user-friendly, all online, www.combinedscholarshipfund.org. Please get everything in by March 11th. It is an easy way to just alleviate some financial stress from you and your family. So we urge everyone who is eligible to apply.
Okay. Well, Monica, we appreciate the time here this morning, and thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Have a wonderful day.
Absolutely. Again, we continue on here with our guest from Fort Riley. Dave, we're going to take a timeout, and we're going to come back, segment number two, in just a moment here on News Radio KMAN.